I think it'd be nice if our leaders could remember their childhood, because it would help in a lot of respects. It would have helped in just recently that we wouldn't have had to taken up the Supreme Court's time with the discussion of whether the Pledge of Allegiance should have the words "under God" in it. That was unbelievable. We've had this discussion about whether "under God" should be in the Pledge of Allegiance at least 5 or 6 times that I remember in my lifetime. And even to spend the time discussing it now, and then they didn't even really, you know, decide on it. They threw it out. They just threw it out. They didn't make the decision. And I'm glad, because they're saving it, hopefully, for a more peaceable time when it makes sense to have an argument. You know, that's what you save that kind of stuff for. You go, son of a bitch! God, it's been too nice for too long. Let's talk about that "under God" shit. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's the whole thing. It doesn't matter. It was put in 50 years ago, for starters, because that was a time when there were commies running around, and they were godless fuck heathens hiding out throughout the entire country, just scratching and ripping at the moral fabric. And so by putting "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance, son of a bitch, we'd put just another fucking, you know, brick up on the goddamn wall to protect ourselves from evil. So, even if you wanted to say, okay, now it's in, tough shit, Lewis, you know, I don't care. I don't really care if it says "under God" or not. It doesn't matter. If you're an atheist, and the other thing is they're always going, well, the atheists think, the atheists, I know atheists. They don't give a shit. They don't have enough energy to have faith, for fuck's sake. If the atheist doesn't want their child to say "under God," then the atheist should just have the child say "under dog." That way you have the same amount of syllables and you end at the same time. And that's what diversity is all about. Under God. The Christians, I think, really want to hold that in because that's stupid too. Because no child, while saying the Pledge of Allegiance, when saying the words "under God," has experienced the rapture. But finally, and most importantly, it really doesn't matter if the words "under God" are in it or not, because the pledge is said by elementary school students, and they
don't know what the fuck they're saying!
By the time you comprehend what's in the Pledge of Allegiance, you don't fucking have to say it anymore. The Pledge of Allegiance, ultimately, is coffee for elementary school students. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Fuck them in school! Can we say it again? I need a second cup.